This is Akashvani, the news read by Thing Biakhoi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the first episode after Mr. Modi assumed charge of the Prime Minister for the third consecutive time. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. In Ladakh, the rescue operation for the mishap involving a T-72 tank near line of actual control on Indo-China border during warfare exercise concluded today. Army spokesperson Ed Lay said bodies of all the five soldiers who were killed last night have been recovered. The mishap occurred at the time of an exercise of tank warfare going on in the Daulat Beg Od area near the line of actual control, LAC, during which the Shyok River, through which the tanks were passing, suddenly got flooded. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed grief over the incident. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, "The countrymen will never forget exemplary service of the gallant soldiers to the nation." He offered condolences to the bereaved families. The Defence Minister said, "The nation stands firm with them during this hour of grief." A court has sent Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to judicial custody till July 12 in a corruption case linked to the alleged liquor policy case after his three-day custody with the Central Bureau of Investigation CBI ended today. He was sent to CBI custody on 26 of this month for 3 days by the Rouse Avenue Court on the agency's applications seeking custody of the Aam Aadmi Party chief for interrogation. In Bihar, the CBI today brought three arrested accused in alleged NEET UG entrance exam question paper leak case to Patna for further investigation. The three accused arrested yesterday from Jharkhand in this case were taken to a hospital in Patna this afternoon for medical test. After getting remand from the designated CBI court, the agency has brought them to Patna for interrogation. It is notable that after taking over the investigation of the case from the Economic Offence Unit of Bihar Police, the CBI has made 5 arrests from Bihar and Jharkhand so far. Iran's 14th presidential election has entered a runoff vote, with former Health Minister Masoud Pezeshkian and former Chief Nuclear Negotiator Saeed Zalili leading in the first round, as no one has got minimum threshold of 50% of votes. Iran's election headquarters spokesperson Mohsen Islami said this today. He said that the turnout of the voting stands at 40%. None of the four candidates secured more than 50% of the vote in yesterday's election, prompting a second round on July 5. The election saw the lowest voter turnout for a president election since the Islamic Republic was established in 1979. Voting for the presidential election held after President Ibrahim Raisi died in a helicopter crash last month. Southwest monsoon has further advanced into remaining parts of East Uttar Pradesh and some more parts of Western Uttar Pradesh today. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that conditions are favourable for further advance of southwest monsoon into some more parts of West Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab and remaining parts of West Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and Jammu during the next 2 to 3 days. Our correspondent reports that after witnessing heavy rainfall yesterday, light to moderate intensity of rainfall lashed various parts of the national capital and its adjoining areas on the second day today. In cricket, men's T20 World Cup final match between India and South Africa is underway at Kensington Oval, Bridgetown, Barbados. Chasing a target of 177 runs, South Africa were 11 for 1 in 2 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, choosing to bat first, India scored 176 runs for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. For India, Virat Kohli with 76 runs off 59 balls was the top scorer for Team India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.